So let's have a look at AWS step functions. So we're going to get started. And here we can create our state machine. So run a hello world, choose a template, or create your own. We're going to run the hello world example just to understand how things work in the step functions UI. So it turns out that we have something called here a workflow studio where we can design and code our workflows on AWS. So we can do the tour. So here we have on the left hand side a bunch of actions that we can drag and drop onto the flow if we needed to. So the most popular action is going to be Lambda invoke, SNS publish, ECS run task, and so on. But you have actions for so many services and so many APIs, as you can see. You can also have flow control types of actions such as choice, parallel, map, pass, wait, success, and fail, which some of them are appearing already here on this Hello World example. And finally, some patterns, for example, S3 data processing, general, and so on. So once you have defined your flow using this little builder, it actually corresponds to some code. So if you look at the code here, this is a graph on the right-hand side, and this graph is using the Amazon state language to be defined, and this ASL Amazon state language is actually this code right here. So this is a JSON document which defines several states. So if you click on the pass state on the right-hand side, as you can see, it corresponds to this block of JSON document. And if you go into this choice, it corresponds to this block in the choice, and so on. So you can see there is an equivalence of the graph and the left-hand side, the JSON document. And finally, we have the config, where we set up the configuration of our step functions. So we say the state machine name, if it's a standard or express type of workflow, the roles it needs in case it uses and leverages other AWS services, finally, logging features, and so on. So if we look at the code to understand this Hello World example a little bit, we can have a look at the first one. So the start is the start, and then we go into a pass state. And so here we have pass, and the result is Hello World example true? And the next goes into Hello World example question mark. So it turns out that to me, this is a bug because I've tested it and this should not be. Basically, the idea is that here we have a pass of its input to its output. So please, if you see this, remove this result because the results we're actually going to include it ourselves when we run the flow. So here, by correcting this bug, we just pass whatever is passed from the start into the next state. Then we have a choice state. So to choose whether or not you go on the left side of the branch or the right side of the branch. And it turns out that for the choice, we're going to look at this variable called is hello world example. And if it's true, then go to the yes state. And if it's false, go to the no state. And in case this variable doesn't exist, then go by default to the yes state. So this is what is being represented on the right-hand side. And then on this pass state right here, the yes state, we wait 3 seconds. We go to the wait 3 seconds state. And on the wait 3 seconds state, this is of type wait, and we wait 3 seconds. Then it goes in parallel state and so on. So you can see this entire graph defines what happens. I don't want to go into the specific of step functions, but you can still have a read in this and understand what is happening. So to make it more concrete, now that we've defined a state machine, where right now the states are very, very simple, but they could all be Lambda functions and so on, we can create this step machine. And here we have to start an execution. So for the comment, I'm going to replace it with his hello world example. And here I'm going to just say true. So if his hello world example true, and this is our input to our state machine, we start the execution. What's going to happen is that the execution is in progress, and we're going to see the result of this in this graph. So we go from the start state, we pass it, then it goes into the choice state and looks at with if this variable his hello world example is equal to true, which it is. So it goes into the wait state, then it waits 3 seconds, then there is hello world in parallel, and then when we look at the output, we get this his hello world example true as an output, which is not very useful, but at least shows you how we went down this graph. If I try to rerun it again, we do a new execution, and this time his hello world example is going to be false. And what's going to happen now is that if we look at it, we have a failure. And if we look at the failure, it's because, well, from this state, because his hello world example was false, we went into the no state, and the no state was a failure state, and so we end up with a failure. And we can have a look at the reason, and it says, well, not hello world, because we didn't get hello world equal true. We had it as is hello world example, false. So this shows you the power of state machines. This is a very simple one, but we've seen in this example two different executions. We had a look at the state machine as well and how it's being built, so we can edit it and go back into our workflow studio and so on. So I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next lecture.